News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And for what are you most thankful in 2018? On News Radio 930 WBEN, our telephone number is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, David, one of the things that I'm most thankful for, and I, you know, remember that show we did a couple of weeks ago about nobody ever leaves a note anymore when they do something stupid to your car?
Right.
And I am most thankful that a couple of weeks ago, I accidentally backed up into somebody's car. Turned out to be an assistant principal at a local high school. Now, David, nobody was around me. Nobody saw this thing happen. I backed up into his driver's side door, okay, with my vehicle. For a split second, and I do mean a split second, I thought, I wonder if I can get away with this. And then just a split second later, it was, I was not brought up that way. I was not brought. I was brought up to be an honorable person, so I am going to move heaven and earth to find a piece of paper and a pen and leave a note. So even though it cost me some money because we didn't want to put it through insurance, because they will because they hit you
we're
with this.
Honorable people that don't work with insurance.
Well, no. I mean, there's nothing dishonorable about that because the insurance companies, they charge you a $250 accident premium for every claim you file, and I was absolutely 100% at fault. The guy was cool with it.
Yeah.
And by the way,
this is a message for Petey's. We just give out a free sponsorship.
Well, I would just like to thank Gabe's Collision for the great work they did. That's Gabe's Collision with three locations.
We do payola. We don't.
And a special thanks to Gabe's Collision's owner Jeff Mucciarelli. Now I went to school with Jeff, right?
Right.
So, but I mean, he's a longtime friend.
The moral of the story is that you did the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
And I'm thankful for it because you know what? When I look in the mirror, I don't have that feeling of wow. You pretend that you're some honorable person and you did that to somebody. I thought to myself, you know, if somebody did that to me. If somebody left a nice big door ding, and it wasn't even like a scratch, it was a dent. If somebody did that to me, I would be livid if they didn't have the courtesy to leave a note. So I'm not saying that I'm a great person because I'm not. But what I am saying is I am thankful that I had enough honor at that moment on that day to leave a note so the guy I hit wasn't out whatever his deductible was.
Well, this is happening right now in real time. A Canisius College baseball player.
This is a great story.
Yeah, Andrew, it's just his first name. On Twitter, Andrew, who plays baseball in Buffalo, he's originally from Orchard Park, and, you know, just a normal college kid, puts out a post on Twitter that now has 142,000 retweets. That's pretty crazy for, you know, just one tweet. Guy has, like, maybe, you know, less than 1,000 followers. He's got 150,000 retweets. And the reason for this is he had his car hit, and a sixth grader from the Buffalo Public Schools left a note on his car that was hit and dimed out their bus driver. That is one of the coolest things in the world. That 12-year-old, sixth grader, whatever child this is, they've already identified who the student was, and they're going to do something special for the kid. But that shows an incredible amount of, to me, intestinal fortitude, that you're able to see something that's wrong, and, you know, you save this guy a ton of heartache and money, but you did the right thing. You shouldn't be hitting vehicles with school buses. But
then driving away without leaving a note.
And she left. This kid left a note and drew the school bus and drew the car. I mean, really, really a lot of detail. But she dimes out the name of the bus, the number of the bus, and gives like a whole deposition of what went down. So bravo. And it's a Buffalo story that's now going national.
Bravo to the sixth grader. And I wonder what disciplinary action the bus driver is going to face.
Probably get tenure.
Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth.
But that's the world that we live in today, though. But that really great story, and Andrew for putting this on Twitter. Thanks for sharing that.
But, you know, think about it. In the 1950s, would the story have been different? Would the story not even have been a story because the bus driver, upon hitting the vehicle, would immediately have left a note?
Of course.
Or are we glamorizing previous generations for things they weren't?
Well, I think the other issue primarily is that you have, you know, whether or not the school, are you parking in the right spot? You know, are you giving clearance to school buses? Was it weather related? There's a million other reasons outside. So you could maybe understand that a school bus driver could hit your car and not realize it hit your car. Maybe that was just, right. You know, the bus is so big, the car is so small, who knows? But the student still did the right thing, because whether the driver knew that they hit the car or didn't know, the driver now is going to be able to go through insurance and not.
Well, I would like to get the kid whose car was hit on the show. If there's any way we can reach out, I'd love to hear the story in the first person.
I don't think they're putting out their name, you know, because it's a minor. But they have, according to Andrew, who set this whole thing up on Twitter, they found the student. That a teacher came forward and said, "That's my student," and.
But the kid whose car was hit is not a minor, right?
No.
That's the one we should get on.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're reaching out right now.
That's great, because yeah. I'd love to hear that story. All right. So for what are you most thankful in 2018? I think it would be awesome if Pedro, the guy whose car I hit, called in to say, "I'm really thankful, Tom, that you left the note on my car. I still feel bad. I'm going to do something extra for him because of the inconvenience through which I put him. Because even though he was fully made whole, even though I offered but he did not want a loaner car, I still feel as though I totally inconvenienced Pedro, and that I think he's going to get a gift certificate in the mail because he was really cool." Let's get back to the calls on News Radio 930 WBEN. The takeaway from that story, if your car ever does get hit, don't say it was me when I left a note. Here is Frank in Holland on WBEN. Frank, you are on. What are you most thankful for 2018?
Well, apart from asking my wife to marry her on the big screen and drive in transit and she say yes, I'm grateful that I actually finally have gotten enough credits to finish my degree after 30 years.
That's pretty cool.
Oh!
What is it in?
30 years ago, I went to University of Maine, and I never finished. I had a bad experience, and I never got back to it. And I've been telling my kids, go to college, get the degree, do this, do that. And finally, they pushed me, and my wife supported me. And I'm going back to school at SUNY Empire, and I've got enough credits now to get the degree, and I'm going to continue on.
So, time out. Even after so much time had passed since your experience at the university in Maine, those credits that you had earned were fully transferable?
Well, no, not all of them. They weren't credit worthy, but a number of them were, and SUNY worked with me really well, and they gave me life credit for a lot of my experiences, being in the fire department, teaching, things like that, and they, what I asked for, they even gave me more, because once they interviewed me, they said, you know, hey, you only asked for 3. This is worthy of 7.
Wonder if I can do that to get a PhD.
You know,
just a thought.
Adult has the opportunity, and it's just a matter of doing it. And after my horrible high school and college experience 30 years ago, I'm getting straight A's, and I got the credits. And June, I'll be, for the first time ever, walking the aisle and getting a degree. I didn't even walk the aisle for my high school diploma.
That's really cool. I didn't walk the aisle for my college diploma because I think it was an intimate graduation ceremony with 6,000 names at SUNY Buffalo. But what is your degree? In what subject matter did you earn your degree?
Well, I'm going to be getting the degree in business admin, and I'm hoping to focus it even further. And I just finished changing careers. And I'd like to use it at my current, you know, employer, who is really great. And
But, you know, let me just interject. College isn't for everybody. I was listening to an ad on WGR, our sports station, earlier today. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW, they're actually now looking for trainees to become electricians. And I'm a big believer in the idea that college is not for everyone. An academic program of studies is not for everyone. I think the trades are excellent. The trades should be looked at as honorable skills, honorable vocations, and if you contact the IBEW, I'm sure they can give you more information. I'm sure our salespeople at WGR can give you more information. But I was happy to hear that ad because I'm happy to see and hear that apparently there are still people going into the trades like being an electrician.
In my current job, my current career change, I can absolutely attest that whether you go for your college degree or you go for a trade, go to a trade school or BOCES, continue your education, and yes, you're absolutely right. Some of these book learners are better plumbers and better electricians and welders, and there's a huge, huge need for hands-on trades right now. I absolutely agree.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Frank, because you tell your kids to go to school, to keep going to school, et cetera. And if I had to narrow down one major regret in my life, and I've said this before on the air, and I really, in the long run and the big picture, I have very little over which to complain. I've got a great life. But I do regret that I did not go to law school when I was accepted to go to law school. I wish I had done it. My daughter is doing it, and I have to live that life through her vicariously. So I think your advice is, you know what? You're only going to be young once. You're only going to get older. So if you have the chance to advance with your education, if you have an educational dream, pursue it. And now she's talking about maybe getting a PhD in psychology as well. I don't care if she doesn't graduate till she's 32 years old. Being a lawyer and a psychologist, come on.
Well, I look forward to all the kids thinking whether they go to college or go to trade school, just chasing it, doing it, and getting it over with, because it took me 30 years, a lifetime, a marriage, two kids, everything going on, and a career change to realize that I need to finish.
That
I've actually gotten to that point where I will finally, after 30-plus years, walk an aisle and get a degree.
Well, congratulations to you, Frank. That is very well done. And, of course, making the commute from Holland to get your degree, Holland, New York, of course, up Route 16. Congratulations. You're a special person and you got a special family. I think that's something very much for which to be thankful. I can't wait to hear the rest of these stories. Thank you. For what are you most thankful? Thanksgiving of 2018. And we're getting some great calls, and we want to hear what you're most thankful for having experienced or done. And let's see what else. I'm thankful that we have so many listeners, and I'm thankful that so many of our listeners come up to me and say, hey, when I go out in public and I watch live music. It's really nice. It's a great feeling to be your afternoon pals on the drive home. And I'm amazed. I am pleasantly surprised. I'm shocked at the number of younger people who do not fit the stereotypical talk radio listener, you know, in their 20s and their 30s, who listen to this show, who make us a part of their daily commuting routine. Whether we're talking about something serious or whether we're mailing it in, you guys are out there. And I personally am thankful for it, and I'm always thankful to listen to what you have to say about the show, and thankful that so many of you actually want to take a picture with me. I tell you, it's a weird feeling. No matter how long I do this, it is such a weird feeling that people actually want to be in a picture with me. And when David goes out, I know he runs into the same thing, when he goes out being the operative words. Here is Heather in Newfane on WBEN. Heather, you're on Bowerly and Bellavia.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Just wanted to say I'm super thankful for being able to adopt my daughter in October. And we've had her for over a year, and she was finally made ours on October 9th. So we're super excited about that.
Can you talk about some of the steps and procedures through which you had to go to make this a legal reality, Heather?
Yeah, I'm actually a certified foster parent, and I also work for the county in Niagara. So I went through the classes to become a certified foster parent, and was presented with the option to bring home a baby when she was 3.5 weeks old. And she stayed with us from then on, and went through the court process, and she became ours on October 9th.
And you know, nobody and nothing can take her away.
You know, Heather, the only time we hear about foster parents are the few, you know, 1% of the time it's a negative story or it's something cataclysmic that happens. But, you know, if you could just speak a little bit about, you know, what's involved in this whole process. I mean, how long does this whole thing, from the moment you decide you want to do this, how much time has to go by?
Well, I mean, you start out with, you know, your typical background checks, fingerprinting. You have to have a home study done. That typically takes a couple of months, and then you can start the classes generally right away. Like, my county offers them in the fall and spring. It's a 10-week class. You go and you learn about all the aspects of fostering and adopting and just the different things that can happen with, you know, working with the birth parents and things like that. So, you know, I would say it's probably on average maybe a 4 to 6 month process.
Well, Heather, congratulations, and that is certainly something worthy of being thankful for tomorrow. We appreciate your call.
Yes, and I would encourage everyone to consider what they can do for our kids that are in need in the community.
Well, Heather, thank you very much. You sound like a great mom. You sound like a great lady, and we're happy that you're a listener. Thank you.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
There's Heather from beautiful Newfane, New York.
Walking the talk. That's pretty cool.
It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. For what are you most thankful? All right, Thanksgiving is coming up tomorrow, and unless you are an ingrate with no sense of appreciation in your life, we want to find out for what you are most thankful this year. Had some great calls so far. 803-0930 is the phone number. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So, and you can have a whole list of things for which you are thankful. You know, David, the one thing I wanted to say earlier that I didn't really get to is I'm very thankful for all of the friendships that I have kindled and developed over the past several years, including, of course, this year, because after years of being somewhat misanthropic and solitary, I have discovered the joy of being able to go out into places and actually know so many people and basically have, you know, a whole lot of people to hang out with and a whole lot of people to be with and have a good time with. I find that having a lot of friends and a lot of very, very close friends makes life a lot more enjoyable than it used to be. I would say that these are the best days of my life.
That's great to hear.
I mean, I'm not trying to be hokey. I really believe that. And that's not just because, well, I had a heart attack. So that was taking place even before the health stuff came along. But
right.
I'll tell you that it really makes a difference in life. You know, instead of being solitary, standing up against a wall. You know what else I'm grateful for? What else I'm thankful for? I am thankful that I gave up my inhibitions and I'm absolutely naked right now. No, I'm thankful that I gave up my inhibitions, and even though I might not be able to bust a move, and even though I might not be the world's best at it, that the idea of dancing no longer freaks me out. The idea of dancing no longer scares me. I enjoy dancing. I enjoy moving to the music. And if you are a guy and you think that you can't dance or you're scared that you're going to look like a total spastic, here's what you do. You channel your inner Freddie Mercury. Watch some Freddie Mercury stuff on YouTube. You don't even have to go to the movie, but just channel your inner Freddie Mercury and you will find dancing is a lot easier. Just don't think about what you're doing. Now, as far as my assless chaps, I probably shouldn't go into that. We'll leave that for another show. All right, it is 4:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And if you are a single guy, and you don't want to be a single guy, I just got to tell you, there are so few guys who enjoy dancing and so few guys who are actually willing to dance, you know, fast dance, as we used to call it, that alone is going to make a huge difference in your social life. It opens up a whole different avenue of your being able to have fun. So again, if you think you can't, that's what I thought for all of my adult life, minus the last 4 years. I might not be the best at it, but it sure does improve the quality of my life. And I just wanted to pass along the idea of channeling your own inner Freddie Mercury again, especially now with the Bohemian Rhapsody movie out. If you can be like Freddie, you increase your chances with the ladies. I know it sounds like a paradoxical irony, but it is what it is. Let's go to Tammy in Buffalo on WBEN. Tammy, you are on. What are you most thankful for?
Right now, I'm most thankful for my employees. They've been just awesome, working super hard, and I don't tell them often enough how grateful that I am for them just coming to work every day and doing what they do and keeping our business successful. We wouldn't be successful without them.
You want to tell us a little bit more about what you do and how many employees you've got and all that kind of stuff?
If you wish, sure. I have a... We do children's fitness, and we go from school to school. So we're like traveling gym teachers, for lack of a better
word. Whoa, time out. You say gym teachers, and I'm going to get a text from my buddy Booker Wells, who's going to say, we are not gym teachers, we are physical education instructors.
Yes, they are.
Sorry, I got my own edumacation on that one a couple of weeks ago.
More like with little kids, with daycare and preschool age, so...
Understood.
We don't need to have the same qualifications that your buddy Booker would. However, my employees they're so great. They go above and beyond. They take care of clients. They make sure that everything's done housework-wise and paperwork and just everything that they've been doing. I'm just so grateful to have them on my team.
Well, now they're going to be listening, and they're probably going to say, "Grateful schmateful." Do I get a Christmas bonus?
Yes, they do.
All right, good. That's good. And you
well
know,
done.
Tammy, let's face it. In 2018, finding people who want to work and finding people that you can actually make part of the team and part of your business family is a lot easier said than done in a lot of cases. Every small business owner I know has a hard time attracting, hiring, and maintaining employees.
That is an understatement of the century. It really is hard to find wonderful people, and that's why I wanted to publicly say in front of everybody that my people are the best. They're awesome. They're so fantastic.
Well, we are so glad that you called in with that, Tammy. Anything else for which you're thankful?
Yeah, pretty much everybody who does a meaningful job that is thankless. The people who cash you out, the people who take your orders, the people who sweep the floors, and all those people who do those things that nobody's ever says thank you for. I'm really grateful for them as well.
Well, you're a very nice lady, Tammy, and we thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We are, and we shall continue to do so. For what are you most thankful? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Ah, somebody sent us a note here. Amen. Dancing is sexy. All women, I think, have this innate gene. I think it's the dancing gene. Most women dance. I mean, they might not be busting moves, they might not be on MTV, but most women enjoy dancing to music. And if you're a guy and you can shake your inhibition and you can do it, nobody says you got to win a dance contest. Nobody says it's going to be nationally televised. But if you can just jump in when a woman is dancing, you can actually score a woman for a relationship who is so far out of your league just by the ability and the willingness to dance. Guys, I'm an expert at this stuff, and you got to trust me. I want to do seminars on this stuff. You got to trust me on some things. Imagine that, a seminar on that.
Yeah, I mean,
there's got to be, you know what though, there's got to be a market. There's got to be a market that you can expose to how to meet other people and little suggestions along the way. Because there are so many shy people, David, in the world, so many shy and lonely people in the world, and a lot of them are men. And they just don't know, you know, they just don't have a good shtick.
Yeah, you should offer that service.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. The wingman package.
And you don't have to be great looking, and you don't have to have an Olympics body to do it. This is Buffalo.
Well, but again, though, what is the end result?
The end result is people will be happier because they will be able to be less inhibited. They will be able to develop friendships, and they will have a much better time when they go out. Even when I go out, you know what? Even when I go out alone, David, I mean, just moving to the music, it makes you look like not so creepy.
Got it.
I mean, there are guys, and I used to be one of them, they go out, they stand against a wall, they've got their hands in their pockets, they don't smile, they just sit there and watch music, and then they leave.
They look like they're Secret Service agents.
They look like not only Secret Service agents, but creepy Secret Service agents, depending on how deep the hand is in the pocket, of course. All right, here's Brett in Orchard Park on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brett, for what are you most grateful 2018?
I guess I would say I'm happy to be alive.
What's the story, Brett?
I was a combat veteran that was really deep in it in 06, 07 in Iraq. And I'm grateful for, you know, all the Americans and everyone here at home that thanks me for my service every day. I've got a service dog with me, and you'd be amazed at how many people will go out of their way to thank me for my service, and I'm thankful for that.
That's awesome to hear.
Well, Brett, obviously, you know, thank you for your service, if I can pick up on that cue. But do you find that a lot of people do not understand the significance of just saying you are happy you are alive? Because we take life for granted until we get into situations where we are literally looking at the Grim Reaper right in the face and, you know, telling the Grim Reaper to pound salt.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And we live in a great country. I've lived in many third world countries where people have nothing, and we're running around. We are living such a lavish, just a really great experience of having, you know, the supermarkets. Go into Wegmans or Tops or any just supermarket, the malls, everything. We have so much stuff, and there are people all across the world that have nothing. And we live in such a great country, and we take it for granted in so many different ways. I see it all the time.
Well, you know, one of the things, I think one of the lessons from history is you take the poorest American there is, and the poorest American there is in 2018 has a quality of life, a quality of health care, and a quality of food that would put any medieval king or queen to shame.
Oh, absolutely. I remember coming home from some of my deployments and being in, like, the McDonald's bathroom. And was like, look at the tile in here. This tile over there would be just beautiful. You'd be in a palace in Afghanistan with the tile in a McDonald's bathroom.
Wow. So, well, as long as you didn't say Sears bathroom, we should be on the same page.
If you were to go to a McDonald's in Afghanistan, you'd be in that bathroom for a very long time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Brett knows exactly of what you speak. Well, Brett, thank you for your call. Thank you for your service, and give your best to your service dog.
Awesome. Can I talk to a little bit about you guys? I caught the tail end of Thanksgiving meals.
Yes.
In the combat zone yesterday. Now, my first experience of Thanksgiving in Afghanistan in 2003, we did not have the contractors. So our cooks cooked all the food, and our leadership, you know, spooned it out to us, you know, all in a row as we went down through out of the big Mermite, you know, the big containers. And I've got some video of it that's kind of like, it almost looks like a MASH video. It's really a great experience. We were in a tent. We didn't have, you know, the really nice, lavish experiences that, it, you know, the contractors really pushed meals later. And then when I was in Iraq in 06, 07, so that was in 2006. I was out on I was in a scout team. So we were out, way out up north of our FOB. And we got brought in to get some resupply. And they were like, oh, by the way, we brought you out some Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving meal. So we were eating on top of a Humvee at a checkpoint. And we started getting mortared at the checkpoint. We never got to finish eating our food.
Wow. Well, hopefully you make up for it tomorrow, Brett. And again, thank you for the call, and we will talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks. You guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Amen. We will be off tomorrow. We will be off on Friday. By the way, Joe Beamer is doing a very special Joe Beamer show on Black Friday from 9 to noon in for Sandy Beach. Joe is going to bring in a cast of thousands and is must-hear radio anytime Joe is on. So be listening to it. News Radio 930 WBEN. Also, don't forget, too, we've got a lot of talented people here. Tony Caligiuri does his show on high school sports. And if you ever have a chance, chance to check that out, please do. I don't know anybody who knows more about local high school sports than does our own Tony Caligiuri, who is the technical producer for the Sandy Beach Show, which you can hear 9 to noon here on News Radio 930 WBEN. For what are you most thankful as we approach tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day? Here is Judy in Buffalo on WBEN. Judy, thanks for being on Bowerly and Bellevue, your afternoon drive radio pals.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I just wanted to say my most thankful thing is that I'm still alive because my husband passed away at age 55 because he was too stubborn to go to the doctor.
Heart attack?
Yes, yes. And he had a three-week warning, and I kept telling him, something's wrong with your heart. It was only a backache. That's all he had for 3 weeks. And I told him, your heart's trying to tell you something, but... And I'll tell you, there was a billboard downtown years ago, and I wish they still had it up. It said 10,000 men die a year from stubbornness. And that's what his problem was. He was too stubborn to go to the doctor, and not just for men, but some women are, but mostly men.
Well, hey, look, I didn't even tell Mrs. Nerd that I was experiencing the symptoms of a heart attack for a week. I said absolutely nothing. I'd come home from her house. I would chew 3 aspirin. I would drink whiskey. It thinned the blood. But I will tell you, I cannot describe the sense of weirdness that I feel when even discussing this, but what it is classic textbook denial. You don't want to admit to yourself that there's a chance you're having a heart attack.
That's exactly right, and you can't ignore any part of your body.
And women, we should mention, women do often manifest different symptoms than do men when it comes to infarction or heart attack.
Right. Your jaw could be hurting for a woman. Mostly, it's in the jaw. A woman will get it, and you could be having a heart attack for a woman.
Well, we're sorry to hear about your husband. Are you thankful for anything?
Oh, I'm so thankful that, I was with him for 34 years. We have 3 beautiful children, and I'm thankful that, I was able to spend that time with him.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call, Judy, and... I'm glad you obviously have your children still with you, but thank you so much. And again, I'm sure we'll do a heart attack show as we get closer to the anniversary of mine. And one of the things that I'm also thankful for this year, I may get emotional here, but I'll try my best not to. I am thankful for the dozen or so emails I have received from people saying that I saved their lives. No, this is not a good feed ad, but I literally saved their lives because they heard me describing the symptoms of my heart attack. They went to the hospital immediately. It turned out they were having heart attacks. And when you get like a half dozen emails in a year from people who would not be here if they had not been listening to those shows, you know, that's a special kind of a feeling. And I'm deeply grateful for all of those emails that you have sent. And it's just very rewarding, to be perfectly honest with you.